So here we are, sunny Bali. It's our last day here. What a beautiful country, what a beautiful island. And regrettably, I haven't recorded that many videos whilst being here. I think because we've just been going from place to place, doing things, and haven't carved out the time for it, which has been a bit of a shame. But as I'm here, the videos I have recorded have all been related to the topic of freedom, largely. I can safely say for the last 8 days, I've somewhat neglected my health, eating whatever I want. Went to the gym twice in a week, which is, I haven't worked out so little for years. But I am constantly fed ideas from this place, inspiration relating to the pursuit of freedom. First of all, just how undeniably abundant the place is. The food's incredible. Everything is just beautiful. Not to mention just the weather and the general scenery. But also how little everything costs. And like I often say, if where I'm usually based, Kuala Lumpur, if it's half the cost there to live in London, if KL is half the price of London, then Bali is roughly speaking about half the price of KL. It really is astonishing, really is astonishing. We hired a private driver a few days ago for my girlfriend's birthday, and 13 hours of driving cost us about £36. 13 hours of driving, including petrol, everything. And I had to give the guy a tip because he was so good. And I thought, it seems only right that he should make a bit more. You know, a few pounds is nothing really to me, but it might mean a lot to him. But as we're on topic, I want to give you today one of the lessons I've learned in the pursuit of freedom, just in the pursuit of building businesses generally. A mistake that I see people making left, right and centre. Experienced people, absolutely newbies in all pursuits, experienced people that transition to new pursuits, and also experienced people doing things when they should know better. And I can summarise it in one phrase, and that is, don't spend money on dumb shit. Just don't. I mean, I can relay so many examples of times when I've done this. Things that I've spent substantial amounts of money on at various stages of building the business that just produced nowhere near what they cost me in terms of the return. Some examples. For my first product, I hired a social media management agency, which, great, they built up a Twitter account, they posted once a day, but they cost me £300 a month. I had them for 3 months, cost me a grand, which at that stage in the business was quite a substantial amount of money, and I was seeing it as an exercise in actually driving business, but it didn't work. It wasn't the right distribution channel, wasn't the right way to get the word out. It just simply was not cost effective. You could argue that I needed social media. Did I really? It just didn't work. I should have gone down other avenues, different platforms of social media, different approaches. Everything should have been different. I have in the past hired a pay-per-click agency to run my Amazon business. They sold a good sell. Same problem, 10 times bigger. Paid these guys £3,000 a month for 3 months, paid them over £10,000 in total. And the increase in efficiency that they were able to bring versus what I was able to do on my own. Well, to be fair, they didn't actually increase the efficiency at all. In fact, if anything, their system was worse. So, but that aside, even with what they were doing, they weren't even delivering that much extra in profit than what they were charging. So how can a company like that even justify that kind of charge? And so there's a couple of good examples there. Often when it comes to outsourcing things, hiring agencies, that kind of thing, the skill of making it work is about not doing the wrong things. It doesn't apply to all areas of business, but generally speaking, if you just go out there and don't do dumb shit, you're gonna get far. And you could argue that you've got to do a bit of that to learn what works and what doesn't. But it comes to a point where when you really want to get a business off the ground, especially at that first step when you're in product development mode, figuring out what it is you want to sell, and of course how it is you want to sell it. That is the top priority. Until you get beyond 1 million revenue pounds a year, roughly, you know, your top priority is figuring out how on earth do we sell this thing in a way that is profitable. Because anyone can go down the beach and sell a watermelon, right? But how can you actually scale that and make a business out of it? again, it's all about the fulcrum. This is an idea I always come back to. How can you get more out of it than you put in? Because if you're spending £10 to sell something, getting £8 back, clearly you don't have a business. You don't have a business that's going to grow. You don't have a business that's going to last or be successful. So it's really about figuring out what is that specific set of actions, the optimum sales strategy, whereby we make £12 profit for every £10 that we spend, for example. Because once you've got that, well, that's scalable. Where's the next ceiling? Where can we take this? How far can we crank this machine? The limit then might be, well, how many Google search results are there? How many search hits are there? How many people are actually searching for what we're selling? That might be the new ceiling. Of course, that is not bound by time. That is not bound by money. Yes, you need to spend money to get there and you can scale up, but as you're making more than you're putting in, as we said, what's stopping you from scaling that? So just to wrap up, often it's about not doing dumb shit. Often that's the skill, is knowing what works, what doesn't, not doing the silly things, not tipping money down the drain. And that's how you go far. Hope that's useful, guys. I should chat to you next time.